This is Outspoken, the podcast that's not afraid to say exactly what you're thinking.
Our names are Amy, Kate and Sophie Torva. We're identical triplets, but we often don't have identical opinions. So sometimes things can get heated.
Outspoken covers all things reality TV, influencers, entertainment and issues facing women.
That is so fetch.
Thank you.
Welcome back to another episode of Outspoken. Now, today is just myself, Kate, along with Sophie, because Amy is actually not feeling too well, so we've given her the day off. And it's a chance for Sophie and I to talk about weddings, because whenever we're coming up with an idea for an intro, Sophie's always like, oh, give an update about the wedding, and Amy's like, nah, that's boring. So today it's just you and me.
Well, I feel like people are interested in weddings in general. I mean, I know that I'm vicariously living through the planning process of your wedding at the moment, so I really want to talk about it.
Yeah, well, there hasn't been too much to update. I think I told everyone that we booked in our wedding venue, so that felt like a big weight off my shoulders. And the next step has been to book in a, God, I can't even think of the name, not a priest. What is it
called? A celebrant.
A celebrant. That's how much I know about weddings. So we do have a friend whose wife is a celebrant, so it's worked out really well. So we met with her and she was amazing. And now Reese and I have started to think about songs that we play at our wedding. And it's kind of a difficult one because literally I just love Taylor Swift so much that I would love to play her whole six albums or however many albums she has at our wedding.
So are you talking about songs to play during the ceremony itself, or are you talking about having a DJ come in and basically play Taylor Swift's whole album?
So we're more thinking about the song that you walk down the aisle to and then also like your first dance song and those sorts of like important songs.
Well, what Taylor Swift song were you thinking for the ceremony?
Well, that's where it's tough because I know Lover is, I think they've actually made a first dance rendition of the song, but I've got to say it's not really my favorite Taylor Swift song. If I was going to pick my favorite, it's You Belong With Me. But as the celebrant said, you would need a song like that to be played like as a cover, but potentially just musically, not with lyrics. So
actually, I went to a wedding last year where they had an acoustic version of Lover and it was so good. Even though it's not one of the Taylor Swift songs you've kind of grown up with and it's relatively new, I actually felt like crying when the song was on. It was that good.
Okay, well, maybe you have to send me these people's details.
I do feel like You Belong With Me does fit your particular love story though.
Well, Reese and I have made a joint Spotify list and we're meant to be putting songs in there, but I feel like the songs Reese likes are very ultra romantic. It's kind of like,
really,
what's Chrissy Teigen's husband's name? John Legend. It's kind of that sort of John Legend vibe at the moment. So, and I just feel awkward when they're played, so I feel like it's going to be kind of tough. Maybe he'll have to choose one song for a special moment and I'll choose the other.
It's funny because with the three of us, ever since we were in year eight and saw the first episode of Newlyweds where Jessica Simpson walked down the aisle as Nick Lachey sang I Swear,
This I Swear,
we have said that we have said that we all want that song at our own weddings.
I did say to Reese, considering I assume our wedding will be the first, who knows, but if it is the first, I said, like, we've got that song, like, we can have the song, and he's very quickly vetoed it. So maybe you're in a with a chance to have it.
I feel like that's where either you'd have to actually have Nick Lachey there or an acoustic performance. You can't have CD of it.
Nick Lachey, would you like to come and perform that song for me?
Actually, I might get that over the line with Brandon one day because he has a soft spot for Nick Lachey now because he loves One Tree Hill, and Nick Lachey actually made a cameo appearance on One Tree Hill.
Was he on it?
Yes, he was on it. I think he dated Brooke.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, Brandon just yelled. He did. Are we allowed to have I Swear at our future wedding one day, Brandon? No, okay.
Well, I did say to Reese, do you think someone like Millsy performing would be affordable? And he's like, no.
He has been on the show before. Maybe you can extend an olive.
That's right. Yeah. Well, Millsy, if you're free, January 21st, 2023, hit us up.
Because you've been talking about your wedding playlist, Amy and I have been trying to work on a playlist for your hen's party. And I think that this will be a playlist that will only interest the three of us because over our time, we have liked some very trash music. One of the songs...
It's not trash. I just want to say it's not trash.
One of the song's possibilities that came up, which literally brought back so many memories for me, was Heidi Montag's song, Read My Body Language. I actually, when she played it to me, it is a dead set banger, that song.
There's another really good one. What's the other one? There's a secondary song that's about Spencer. City Lights or something. Blackout. No, it was called Blackout.
Blackout. Yeah, yeah. Amy was playing it. We were on a walk and I literally couldn't stop myself from singing along to it.
That is so tragic. I would be so embarrassed if anyone you knew actually saw you out on a walk listening to Heidi Montag and singing. Talking about bangers, Amy put on that. So she shared a reel with her putting that played out for Nadia Bartel. And there was a lot of commentary around the Stephanie McIntosh song Mistake. I actually, a couple of months ago, added that to my own playlist, and it is a very good song. That brings back so many memories.
It's funny when you try and sing along to that song, and it's so high. I mean, you can tell it's so been digitally done that her voice couldn't even reach those notes either.
Yeah. Well, I would love if everyone in our Facebook community can share the embarrassing songs that they like, that they just stops them in their tracks and takes them back to those certain moments in their life, even if they are dorky songs like Strawberry Kisses or Mistake.
And even maybe some suggestions for what Kate should walk down the aisle to.
Yes, that would be actually very helpful if you could. Thank you.
Rumours are swirling that Shani Grimmon and her boyfriend Jacob Tompkins were once part of an influencer love triangle. The DJ is believed to have been linked to Star Tyne before making things official with Shani. Kate, how did this goss get out?
Well, this is all thanks to Aussie Influencer Opinion. So they were asked in a Q&A last week to share some juicy gossip people don't know, and they did not disappoint. So Aussie Influencer Opinions responded to the Instagram story and said, Shani Grimmon's boyfriend Jacob was seeing a well-known influencer before he met Shani. Shani knew he was seeing someone before she met him, but reached out to him anyway. And then in brackets, also, Shani actually knew the influencer personally too. Then Jacob met Shani, he ghosted that influencer and started dating Shani instead. Now, Aussie Influencer Opinions was flooded with followers asking for more clues, to which she kindly obliged. She said the influencer is a part of a family that is well known on Instagram. She then shared a post that had a star in the background and wrote, everyone is saying either Hannah Orville, Star Tyne, and Lily Brown. One of them is correct. Now, it seems like some followers were still unable to cotton on to who it is, so she reshared it and said, you guys, surely the background here gives it away. So clearly it was Star.
I actually hadn't heard much about Star before. So for those who are in the same boat as me and don't know who she is Tammy Hembro's half-sister. She is 21 years old and is an influencer in her own right with 209,000 followers. And she is currently studying environmental science and said she wants to be a marine biologist. For some reason, that just reminds me of George Costanza, whose dream job was a marine biologist.
Well, Star also collaborated with her sisters on a capsule collection for Boohoo last year and was also part of a recent influencer giveaway for a Tesla. Now, it gets very interesting because I had a little stalk of Star's page and it seems like she has moved on and she's not pining over Jacob because on Monday last week, she actually shared a photo of herself with a mystery man with the caption, "We connect like Wi-Fi." Now, I did some further digging because it seems to be my job on this podcast to stalk all these influencers' Instagram accounts. And Star and Shani are both following each other. However, Jacob and Star do not follow each other.
That does make sense because in this situation, if Jacob is the one who is seeing Star, he is the one that owes her the respect of turning Shani away. I do think it's bad girl code, though, for Shani to go for Jacob if she knew that he was, you know, starting out a relationship with Star.
Well, these are all rumors. And I do think that if this is the case and Shani has, you know, allegedly stolen Jacob away, I mean, I don't know if you can actually physically steal someone. It's their choice if they want to go with you or not. It's kind of big of Star to keep following Shani. I mean, they're both influencers in their own right. Obviously, Shani has a bigger profile, but Star really is a very big part of an influencer family that is set to get a lot of attention with their upcoming reality show. You know, they're the next Kardashians potentially. So it will be interesting to see if any of that type of rumors play out on the show.
I wonder if Jacob's kicking himself. He could have had a good role on this reality TV show.
It does interest me, though, because initially, when this news broke, I think it was in January when they first became public with their relationship, we did say how this is a very good opportunity for Jacob, and he has gone on to get a big following himself. He's a DJ and a model, and of course, dating an influencer is going to be very advantageous for him. So it does make me think a little bit, maybe we were right that he does want to position himself next to influencers, particularly if he was chasing after Star earlier.
I got about 50 feet out and suddenly the great beast appeared before me. I tell you, he was 10 stories high if he was a foot. A strange calm came over me. I don't know if it was divine intervention or the kinship of all living things, but I tell you, Jerry, at that moment, I was a marine biologist.
Police are investigating disturbing footage of former Married at First Sight bride Hayley Vernon leaning out of a moving convertible without a seatbelt on. Now, Sophie, for those who have forgotten who Hayley was from Maths, can you fill us in?
Well, Hayley is a former finance broker who appeared on Married at First Sight last year. Now, she was described by Channel 9 as a gutsy, straight-talking force to be reckoned with. And on the show, she opened up about her 10-year struggle with drug addiction and how health and fitness pulled her out of a very dark place.
She was also the one where her partner put her toothbrush in the toilet as revenge.
Well, since appearing on the show, she has attracted over 62,000 followers on Instagram, and she has also become one of Australia's biggest names on OnlyFans since joining the platform last year. So last week, her OnlyFans career was actually featured on Channel 10's new documentary called Mirror, Mirror, where Todd Sampson explored society's obsession with image and how it's exploited by the fitness, diet, and pornography industries. I would recommend going and checking that documentary out. It sounds sensational. Hayley also recently revealed that she earned over $600,000 in the last 12 months on OnlyFans, and she is now using that money to get into property development.
Well, Sophie, I actually haven't seen this video on social media yet. So what happened and why are police investigating?
Well, on Wednesday, fellow Maths contestant Ivan posted an Instagram story showing Hayley leaning out of the moving convertible without a seatbelt on. Now, she was filmed lifting her shirt up as she danced, well, kind of grinded in the back seat. And she was literally stretching so far back that it looked like she was about to slip out of the car and fly into the car window behind her. Now, Ivan was in the front passenger seat filming. At first, it looked as though he was actually driving, but it has been confirmed he was in the passenger seat and the driver was not in the vision.
Why do these idiots put this stuff on Instagram? Like, what do they think is going to happen, particularly in this day and age where everyone's reporting everyone for doing the wrong thing?
I know, it's actually insane because Hayley actually reshared the Instagram. So it was stupidity on both of their parts to be sharing this. Now, the pair had actually been wining and dining at a Broadbeach restaurant with a well-known Gold Coast real estate agent at the time. So Ivan is also a real estate agent. And as I said, Hayley is getting into property development. So people assume maybe they had a meeting about an upcoming project they were working on, but there was clearly a lot of alcohol involved and consumed during the day.
So did they keep the video online or has it since been deleted? Because you did say Hayley shared it.
Yeah, well, Ivan eventually deleted the video after it was posted because he rightly so got backlash, but it was up for enough time for Hayley to reshare it on her own page. Now, police have confirmed they are looking into the video. A Queensland police spokesman said on Thursday, police are aware of a video clip on social media and are working to establish the validity of the images and those involved. I mean, I don't know how difficult it is to determine the validity of that video.
I think it's good that the police are looking into it. It will be interesting to see if anything comes of it. And for those who aren't aware, Queensland law states that the driver and passengers must always wear a seatbelt while the car is moving or stationary, but not when parked. So they've obviously done the wrong thing. And if you are caught not wearing a seatbelt, you can incur a fine of $413. So not much of the OnlyFans pay going away there.
Yeah, I think she'll be able to afford that fine. Well, it only comes after Ivan very narrowly held onto his driver's license after he faced court in New South Wales in March of this year with three counts of using his mobile phone while driving in the car. Now, he pleaded guilty and was convicted of two offences while the third charge was dismissed. Now, that left him with 10 demerit points instead of 15, which would have caused immediate disqualification of his license.
Geez, I would have thought he'd lose more than 5 points.
I know. Well, I think it's very lucky for him that he wasn't recorded without a seatbelt on as well. I mean, technically he didn't do anything wrong in this video, but he was encouraging someone to behave in that way.
Why do you think Australian influencers are one doing this, but then also feeling the need to post about it?
It's very strange behavior and it's very difficult to make sense what is going on at the moment. It is a very crazy time. Maybe it's something that they've always done, but now that a lot of people are in lockdown, maybe we have more time to be keeping an eye on what they're doing and finally holding them account for this very poor behavior.
Yeah, I do think it's also the fact like Celeb Spellcheck and Aussie Influencer Opinions page exists and there's somewhere that you can actually send them to get mass attention, because before it was just for that person's niche audience that would see that information.
I think that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. If you have enjoyed it, could you please make sure you are subscribed to Outspoken? And also, if you would like, can you leave us a 5-star review and rating?
And if you would like to join in on the conversation, head over to our Facebook group, which is Outspoken, the podcast community.